I'm a communicator. I'm a breakthrough kind of guy.
It's the Morning News Express at WFMD, and there you go. There's members of the Drunk Naked Pirates. They are part of the big Christmas bash for kids in the studio with us. Okay, I don't know everybody's. I forget everybody's name again, so everybody just kind of jump in, tell us who you are.
Jason Perry, Drunk Naked Pirates.
Jason Perry. You can use that mic over there. There you go. We're going to let you have your own mic. And your name is?
Bill with Katanga.
Bill with Katanga.
And Robert Perry with Ever Rise.
And so we got two Perrys. Not, you guys aren't related, right?
No.
No. So tell us a little bit about how this whole Christmas bash for kids started.
Well, we started last year. Ron Ross, and I know Ron Ross and Mike Loss, our guitar player for Drunk Naked Pirates, they wanted to do something for the area. Ron's been working with you guys and Jennifer for a long time. So we just started talking, and Bob, how'd you guys get involved?
I think Ron came out to see us play at a show and thought it would be a good fit. And the marriage between last year was the Reagan years, Drunk Naked Pirates and Ever Rise. And it was a good mix of, there were some common denominators there. The crowd really enjoyed it. So Ron came out and saw us and asked us to join, and we were blessed to do so.
Yeah, so now how did Katanga, how long have you guys been around?
We've been around for a few years, a couple years.
Okay.
And we were playing a gig. Ron came out, saw us, and approached us and said, hey, you guys want to be involved in this? And I listen to FMD every morning.
Well, thank
every
you.
Every morning, so I knew what was going on, and absolutely thrilled. The whole band is thrilled to be involved in this, and also to play with these guys.
Would you like to fill in for me when I go on vacation? I
mean, what
he's got a great voice. Right? He's got a great voice.
That. Awesome.
Yeah, either there's that or just that. It's like his morning voice.
Oh no.
So just give me a little, because I know Ever Rise obviously because Jimmy Rickards, my brother-in-law. And I'm very familiar with Drunk Naked Pirates, and I've just kind of heard some of the stuff that you guys do. But so, what kind of music does everybody play? So let's start off with Drunk Naked Pirates.
Rock and roll. We like to keep the energy high.
Now you say that, but the first song you guys did when you did last year's Christmas Bash for Kids was Billie Jean. And I went, it was a great version of Billie Jean. And I went, I love these guys. So it's not your typical rock, or even though you guys all look like rock and rollers.
We're not typical rock and roll band, but whatever we do and we tackle, it's all rock and roll.
There you go.
If it wasn't, we make it right. Fix it.
So what about you guys at Ever Rise?
Well, much like the Pirates, we put our own spin on some B-side, popular songs from the 70s, 80s, not too much from the 90s, and some current things as well. As long as it has a good 120 beat per minute kick drum that the people can dance to, we kind of gravitate towards that. Every once in a while, we'll play a little heavier or faster stuff, but for the most part, tonight you can expect things to be in the same vein as the Pirates, something danceable, and hopefully.
Well, one of the good things is everybody's got, an hour set?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What are we going to hear from Katanga?
We play a little, we try to play things that other bands don't play, rock-wise. Hard rock, The Cult, some Zeppelin, in that genre. Very similar to Ever Rise, we don't dabble too much into the 90s. We stay back 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Okay.
Hard rock.
Cool. We're going to take a break. Got to get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. And Diana Gibson, you're not. Maybe they'll let you sing. I don't know.
Pat Benatar? Did you say, Diana, I want you to sing Pat Benatar?
I don't think Pat Benatar's on any of their.
Seriously, you're going to laugh? Do you want traffic or not, Bob?
Yes, I want traffic. I don't want you to sing Pat Benatar. I want traffic. I don't want Pat Benatar.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, listen, we're still dealing.
Thank you, AJ. Right now, 39 degrees at WFMD. We are talking with the guys from Katanga. Ever Rise and Drunk Naked Pirates, they are part of the Christmas Bash for Kids tonight at Champions. And I, you know what, let me ask you guys real quick, because I'm a former wedding DJ and doing all that stuff. What's the climate now for bands out there? I mean, it used to be when I was a kid, I mean, you know, you could go to the Rabbit's Foot, the Lucas McCain's, you could go over to Smithburg, you could go down to Baltimore. You know, for bands out there now, is there really venues for you to play? And, you know, are we doing it? I know I'm going to answer my own question. You're not doing it for the love of money, right?
No. It helps to get a little something, to recoup something, that's for sure. But, no, I mean, there's an ebb and flow of availability with venues. And Frederick actually is we're pretty lucky in this area to have a lot of really good places. Live music is everywhere in this county, in this area in general, even the, you know, 30-mile sprawl, you know, all directions. I probably came in to the game a little bit later than the rest of these guys here, but I've been pretty fortunate with the people I've hooked up with to be able to play around. Getting traction and getting people out. We like to come out, but getting younger people to come out, that's the tough thing. So.
And getting your music heard. Where do you, I mean, is it the internet nowadays? I mean, it used to be, I mean, I have a cassette of, you know, New Attitude and,
sure.
and you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, they don't make it. It's like finding CDs and stuff like that. Just, they're not the internet nowadays. I mean, it used to be, I mean, I have a cassette of, you know, New Attitude and,
sure.
and you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, they don't make it. It's like finding CDs and stuff like that. Just, they're not there. Everything's online now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that what you guys are finding when you put out your own stuff?
Well, it's cumbersome to do physical media, so everything we've done in the last year is available online. And we have, I think, 5 singles on iTunes as well as Spotify through our label that are just for free download. To go through the motions like we did in the 80s, It's first of all, finding someone to do that is difficult. Duplication and distribution and things like that. It's just not worth it. It's just really tough.
Yeah.
Hey, here's our music. Here's how you can get it. Boom. It's instant.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it used to be back in the day, you know, the bootleg tapes and stuff. And now you're just sharing it. So you're not making the money off your old, you know, the music anymore, right?
No, but we're still playing the lottery.
Well, go get yourself some scratch offs tonight.
Yes,
and hopefully you can make some money.
Yeah.
So this is your first foray into the Christmas Bash for Kids. What are you hoping
Absolutely.
To find tonight? What are you hoping for?
Excitement and fun.
Yeah,
because it's a great. I mean, it's near and dear to my heart. This whole thing with children and things like that. So I'm just looking for fun. I think it's going to be a great. Fun time with these guys.
Do yourself a favor, guys, when it's all said and done and it's time to, you know, hand up, you know, come back, because in 2 weeks this place will be full of toys.
Exactly.
That's what I like. It's, yes. it's something to do. All right, so the other thing I want to thank you guys, because first of all, Friday night's got to be a night that you guys really can go out and actually make money. And you're giving up a night of making money, and I appreciate that. And you're giving money to the children of Freddie County. So $20 to get in the door. Basically, what, 1 hour sets, an hour and a half? What are we playing? Do we know?
1 hour sets.
1 hour sets. Yes.
And I believe Ron Ross's band, I think we've dubbed them the name Soundcheck.
Oh, really?
I think they're going to be kicking things off with a quick set.
Ronnie and the Rosses?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something, you know.
Sorry, Ron.
He's not listening right now. At least I don't think he is. His wife might be, but he's at the, you know, that the big place down the road. Yeah. All right. So, Katanga, you guys are going first? Who's going first? Do we know? Katanga's going first?
Yeah.
Then Drunk Naked Pirates, and then Ever Rise. Now we also have to remind everybody, because like I said, Jimmy Rickard is my brother-in-law, who just went through major, major back surgery. And he, you know, we were making sauerkraut the other night, and he showed me, and I'm like, I really don't want to see that. He has a huge, I mean, like a scar about that big on his back, and it's only been
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, so he says he's going to play.
He's a trooper.
Yeah. So he's a redneck.
He's a,
and he's a
Rickard. Yeah.
You know, I mean, right beside his, you know, right beside his studio, he has, you know, where he makes the sausage. So.
Well, I can assure you, we did have a rehearsal Wednesday. He's going to be just fine.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right.
Everything's going to be good.
I'm looking forward to some great music tonight, 7:30. Is the first band kicking off Katanga's going to start off. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. $20 per ticket. You can get them at FrederickChampions.com. Am I leaving anything out, guys?
Nope.
All right. So, and then I told Mike Loss, I don't know if this is going to happen, because I said, well, you know, hey, what instrument do you play?
Oh, I sing.
Oh, you
I'm
sing?
The vocalist.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm expecting some Johnny Cash out of him or something, you know?
No.
So I was thinking, I said, well, I made a comment about Jimmy being a great guitar player. And, of course, he said, well, hey, Mike Loss and Bob Perry,
yes.
I can't hold a candle to. So I'm thinking, you know, a guitar riff off, you know? And you play guitar too, right?
Yeah.
You're bowing out of that already?
Oh yeah.
I'm just trying to put some. I'm just trying to put a little pressure. You got a good guitar player in your band?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So Nick I just Beatty, think yep. you get them all standing on stage at one time, screaming rock and roll guitars. Why not?
We do intend to have a bit of a
jam session at the
big
end.
Jam at the end. God knows what'll happen there. We'll see.
I like it. All right. Yeah. It's going to be a great night. Champions Christmas Cash for Kids. It's Christmas Bash for Kids. They're going to have. They've got T-shirts on sale. $10, and I'm trying to think what else they got going on. I think they got some silent auction items.
Yes, there's some auction items. I think the bands are donating and some pictures and things like that, as well as last year's T-shirts are going to be on sale, I think, for $5.
Yeah, they didn't have those in the Husky.
Yeah. They did not, no.
Well, yeah, for you guys rock and roll guys, you know. They got it for you guys, but not for normal fat radio people. All right, thank you guys for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Bob, thank you.
849 at WFMD.